design. So how did this project come about?
How did it begin?
Yeah, how did it begin?
So I guess 3 years ago, I wrote a TV pilot, but I'm not like I'm not a trained writer or anything like that. So rather than just trying to go pitching it to an agent and having nothing happen to that, I just kind of decided as a passion project I was going to pay an artist to turn it into a graphic novel. And then sort of from there, I got obsessed with the project. I started showing like the progress of it to other people, and they were like, wow, this is pretty good, and I let them read the story, and they were like, dude, you got something here. And so I started sort of collaborating with other friends and my brother, who's in production, film production, and his partner in business for the video production company was is a really strong writer too. So we sort of linked up more recently, and now we've brought Treadwater from a graphic novel into transmedia. So it's a video game now. Excuse me. It's a interactive web series. It's a motion comic. Now we're trying to bring it to TV as the next step. And then we were fortunate enough. My brother actually met Chad at a restaurant by chance. And I guess I'll pass it to you here.
Yeah, I was at the Aqua Grill, and his brother came up to me and was like, man, we love what you do, and I'm not trying to be fanboy, but we have something really exciting going on. Would you mind if I send it to you? And, the rest is history.
How did you feel the first time you read the script and kind of got acquainted with the material?
The first thing I was struck by was the illustration and the varied number of characters and representations. That was really, really cool, first of all. And it's very modern day. It's right now. It's hot and sexy and hip and cool. So I'm loving it.
And so, Morgan, not a lot of TV actors have like two roles that they're really well known for.
Yeah.
So it's like you got this guy, The Wire. I mean, if you don't watch The Wire, you're like a communist. It's one of the greatest shows in TV history. And then The Walking Dead. How does it feel to get him involved in this project?
Oh, incredible. I mean, first of all, Chad is extremely talented as an actor, but a lot of people don't know he's also really talented as a producer and a behind-the-scenes thing. And I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the other things that appealed to you about Treadwater was his ability to sort of get involved outside of just acting.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. To be a part of this, new franchise is pretty exciting, man. It's what you want to do. It's the birth of something new on the scene.
So how do you think the video game and the graphic novel are going to vary from the comic book? So obviously, I mean, from the original story. So it's like Walking Dead is so different from the comic, is so different from the TV show. So what is the difference here?
What we've done is we've really created a universe. But when you think of Marvel or DC, everything they do, whether it began as a comic book or something else, it's so much more than that. It's sort of like pick your poison. How do you like to be entertained? We have a TV show, an animated show, an action figure line, a comic book, a spin-off comic book. So we followed that format. And we have the same characters, same storyline in the graphic novel. You read a mission in the graphic novel, you play that mission in the video game, except that you can change the outcome slightly. It still keeps the main storyline on, but you can trigger different subplots based on your success or failure of a given mission. On top of that, our website is interactive, so we have live actors that sort of play a part of that, where when you log into a website from a computer versus a mobile device, you get a different sort of experience. It's interactive, where you're essentially hacking into their database and the operatives catch you in their system and sort of try to recruit you. So if first of all, it's the same characters, they're actors in that case, but the live action version of the graphic novel. So they're all interconnected as far as the TV series go. I'm sure, when the network picks this up or whatnot, they're going to make some changes to it, and we're fine with that. But overall, it's going to be, the reason they'll pick it up is for the characters in the main story.
Chad, how is this character different from some of the other characters that people know you for? So they're looking for a tough guy, but how is this guy? Is he tough too?
Yeah, he's a badass. That's what I love about him. In the time of anarchy, this guy is out for himself. I love him. He's riding around in 747. He's selling arms and secrets to the highest bidder. And there's a lot more to it, but we can't tell you. But he's got this amazing robotic arm, and basically can turn it into any weapon he chooses. So it's really different from Tyrese, of course. and it's fun. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Was this kind of going on at the same time as you were on The Walking Dead? Was this like something in the background that you were like,
no, we were coming down to the end. Basically, like, these guys didn't know I was going to die on The Walking Dead the way I did. Losing a limb and having this character, having lost a limb, you know, I thought that was... I was pretty kind of serendipitous.
Yeah, it's kind of cool in a way, like you lose a limb in Walking Dead and you gain something pretty
cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Different arm, but...
Yeah. How do you guys want this to be remembered? There's tons of TV shows out there, web series, video games. How do you want this to stand out and be different?
Well, I mean, what I love about The Walking Dead and Game of Thrones in particular is that you've taken two genre shows and you've made such strong characters that it appeals to people outside of that genre. I know so many people that love The Walking Dead that don't like zombie stuff. And I know so many people that love Game of Thrones that don't like dragons and all that other stuff. And that's what we're going to do and what we are doing with Treadwater. It's got a superhero aspect to it. You know, the same way The Dark Knight has like a realistic take sort of on that genre.
Mm-hmm.
And we're following that sort of, that model where it's very believable, it's very realistic, but it still reigns true to a cult following. And it's going to be remembered as one of, and I know this sounds very bold, but as, what, if it makes it on the TV, or should I say when it makes it on TV, will be one of those shows.
Last question from me. I mean, TV isn't the most important thing anymore. If you guys could get on Hulu or Netflix, we've seen
your shows. That's what I meant when I said TV.
Daredevil has had a lot of success.
Oh, we're open to all of
that's
these.
That's what we meant. It's like
these new markets. Yeah.
Do you guys see yourself as something that could really like get picked up on Netflix and have a lot of staying power?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, man. Yeah. You got something for everybody in this thing, you know.
Yeah, you know, also, it's also very good when you can say being some of the best-selling graphic novel in the world. So, that's pretty neat. We're good with that. And our fan base has been growing very quickly. So, yeah, I mean...